The large flat carving here is from the Papuan Gulf in New Guinea. At first glance, the expression on its face may seem incongruous when considering the object's function. It was a rack with hooks for displaying the skulls of slain enemies.
It shouldn't be read as a smile. It's just read as a mouth.
Dr. Robert Welsh is a specialist in the art of New Guinea.
We have these eyes, the lines going to the left and right of the eyes and then joining down to the cheeks. Now, when asked about this, the villagers say, well, these are the eye ropes. Now, that's their way of talking about the nerves and all those connections between the eyes and the brain. These skull hooks are probably the most important feature of the men's longhouses. And these two hooks that are on either side are where the skulls would have been hung from. And after headhunting victims have been killed, the skulls were prepared and wrapped in rattan and would be hung from another loop on top of these hooks.
Until the early 20th century, capturing and displaying enemy heads was central to religious practice throughout much of the Papuan Gulf. It was seen as a way to honor the spirits whose power sustained the community.